Let's go get into the news. It's the new Cuddy Adventure. Hello, one and all, ladies and gentlemen, people of all ages. What's happening wherever you are in this amazing world we all live in? It's me, it's Bernie, it's the new Cuddy Adventure. There's tons and tons of things happening. You know what I mean? Like, if you just turn on the TV, you know, could be pop culture, could be media, could be politics, whatever it is, there's always something crazy going on anywhere you look. But what I wanted to get into, it's not anything super heavy. It's all about, like, entertainment. It's about movies. It's about sports. I love crazy comedies, or when I was younger, you know, those teen type of crazy films. Love them. And then all sorts of other stuff, like, you know, just any type of movie. But a lot of the movies that I liked when I was growing up weren't really, I mean, granted, like the big ones, you know, all the Star Warses and the Indiana Joneses and all those things, they were huge hits. But nowadays, back then, a lot of the movies I liked growing up were stuff that weren't really hits in the movies. Like, I could name you a movie like A Streets of Fire. If anybody remembers that movie, great credit to you. Ding, ding, ding. It was an amazing sort of mishmash of, like, 50s style with, like, a Mad Max feel. Michael Paré, if anybody knows him, was in it with Diane Lane, and it was so good. Such a good movie, but it was a cult classic. It wasn't anything to do now with blockbuster hits in the movies, but people got a hold of it on DVD, on things like that, where it was, people just started watching it. But then also, you look at other movies, Office Space, Dazed and Confused. I mean, let me just tell you, Dazed and Confused, I hope people have seen it, and by now, I'm sure people have. Matthew McConaughey's in it, Ben Affleck, tons of other people, Parker Posey, so many people in that film, as well as, like I just said, Office Space. Office Space, I remember a buddy of mine telling me about it. I was like, what the hell are you talking about? Now, you can't go anywhere. Now, I don't work in an office type setting day to day, you know, so, but I can almost imagine those quotes come up with people, you know, 30 above, and that's where I'm going right now. Now, I saw a debate about this, is why movie places, you know, Paramount or Universal or whoever it is, don't make these types of films anymore. Everything's either this huge comic book film, Marvel, DC, which, don't get me wrong, love those films, or like an action movie, or things like that, or now you're getting these ridiculous, like, concert movies. If anybody saw Shake, Rattle, and Roll from, I think that's what it was called, from U2 years ago, that was like a concert movie. I'm not going to want to spend 2 hours watching Taylor Swift on screen, but I digress. That's for another day. My thing is, though, with these films, why aren't they being made? Now, I saw the debate on before from somebody talking about it's because there's no place anymore for DVDs, where that's where the place has made a lot of this money from, these cult classics, and you could take the risk of putting a low-budget movie into a theater. Doesn't work, but you'll get hit great on the back end with DVDs. Case in point, Kevin Smith, Clerks. Who knows what his career would have been if that was never made and able to be getting, well, that was VHS, a cult following in at home, right? So this is where I'm going with this. Is it because there's no kind of market for DVDs anymore, or people aren't really wanting something that's funny but a little edgy funny. Like, because if you see some of the stuff that's said, whether in you know, a movie like Office Space or Dazed and Confused, or I'll give you another one, American Pie and Porky's, those are like these kind of teen kind of raunchy comedies. They, I think, because of how much, right, the movie industry has been bullied by this, like, small group of, like, lunatics, that they're afraid to make a film that, you know, is, you know, you got teenage guys go chasing after girls, which that is, if you go to any place, if you ask young adults or whoever, that's, like, a big part of their lives. You know what I mean? It's fun. It, you know, so people are too afraid to go out on a limb. You know what I mean? Like I just said, a Dazed and Confused, based in the 70s, a lot different than it is now. You know, there's the scene where you have the seniors bullying the young incoming freshmen, you know, doing, like, I don't want to use the word hazing, just goofy stuff. But now, oh my God, you would have the social justice warriors, like, saying, like, this cannot be. You cannot do that in a film. Now it's like you got to have huge blockbuster action films, which I love, or these, you know, if you don't get how important this film is, you're not smart enough to understand it, idiot films, right? It's like nobody likes it. And that's just goes to show you what, like, is getting put up for awards at the Oscars, and that it's these shit films that are like, you know, you got five people going to see, which I just made the argument, you're not making these low budget films, but these shitty films aren't low budget. They're huge made films that generate absolutely no audience whatsoever, but then you get, when it flops at the box office, it's, well, you're sexist, you're stupid, you don't understand why this film is so important. I'm like, no, I completely understand it. It's crap. That's what I understand about this film. It's absolutely garbage, and I don't like it. Make some comedy that is edgy, that makes people uncomfortable. Give me American Pie with Stifler. Give me Wooderson from Dazed and Confused. Give me Lumberg from Office Space. This is the kind of films I'm crying out for. I'll tell you right now, there is a gigantic, gigantic audience for this. But you know why I think the people that put that green light these films don't put these types of films out? It's because they are petrified of this small minority of people losing their absolute minds if they bowed down and made a comedy that would, oh my God, let me think about this. Make actual money. Holy shit, I couldn't believe it that you would actually want to make money when you're in the industry of entertainment and, guess what, making money. And a lot of people that, you know, I thought would be on board for this has completely, like, gone the other direction. I mean, you know, you would think a guy, and again, maybe it's because he's made his career, and now it's like Coast, you already got the huge contract. A guy like Howard Stern. Howard Stern did everything and anything to push buttons, right? If you remember him on MTV, what he did on stage for the movie awards, I think it was, music awards, one of the two. Or just in general, he was off the wall crazy. You know, he was, you know, the American Pie, you know, humor type of style type of thing. What, you know, who he'd have in studio. Now he's gone off the rails the other direction. And if you have that type of humor, forget it. I mean, I know he had Dave Chappelle in the past in the studio. I don't know if he's had him there lately, because He's literally the only one, give or take, you know, there's a few other guys pushing buttons, right? He's on stage, you know, having a go at, like, the transgender people, black, white, whatever. That's what it's supposed to be. Again, I remember years and years ago, there was a guy, I mean, I'm going kind of, you know, very niche type of thing here. There was a guy called, his name was Steve Rocco. He had this skateboard company, World Industries. And back in the day, it got to a point where all the companies got super bloated because it was so big. And he came in here, this nimble type of, you know, very wanting to kind of push buttons. And he was running the craziest ads. This is what generated Johnny Knoxville, Jackass, all that. So if you, now you know kind of where I'm going with this. And he was pushing buttons. And a lot of the places that he was trying to run ads didn't like it. And he was like, well, you know, you tell me what offends you so you can run my company, basically. And that's what's become now. People that have no investment whatsoever in, like, these films, they have not a dollar. And again, I thought people at the head of these businesses were just about making money, forget, like, worrying about people's agendas. But it's now like, you know, these people who are not invested in a dollar, but they have the biggest mouths, are dictating these multi-billion dollar industries to kind of bow down. Look at Disney. Disney has basically run their whole, like, movie industry into the toilet, into the shitter, basically, because of listening to people. You know, case in point, Marvel. Marvel for 10 years was like, they basically just said, put it out there, we're going to be printing money. Now it's like, I don't think they can give their films away. You know, and again, give or take some, Fast and Furious films and, like, you know, Sylvester Stallone is, you know, still has stuff out there, very, like, you know, manly alpha type of thing. You know, a lot of this other stuff is so bad, and there's no comedies. You know, you got Dave Chappelle, but besides that, you don't have a lot of these comedy films and that are, you know, maybe not going to be the number one generating, like, hundreds of billions of dollars at the box office, but when they got out there into the public, it was like, oh, we got to watch this. And I get it. Like, I get the argument that it was DVDs and Blu-rays and before that VHS that built these cult followings. However, now, with streaming, in my opinion, it's even easier because now you don't even have to worry about the person being not lazy and going out to the store and spending a couple of bucks on getting the DVD, which I loved, by the way, back in the day. But now you have it right there at your fingertips. You do, and again, this is what drives me nuts. People complaining that that's why they're not being made. It's like, if you have now so much ways to get the word out in a kind of grassroots or, you know, viral, very, you know, organic way. You get it out there online, right? It's like, dude, we got the film coming out on streaming services. Check it out, like Office Space 2 or whatever, or like American Pie 6. I don't even know what it's up to now. But, like, you could do that so easy and build the following so much, but it takes the balls of the people greenlighting this stuff to get it out there. But they're so petrified to make another Stifler or another, you know, Dazed and Confused with, you know, why would you be afraid, you know, in the 70s, do you, or 80s or 90s or now, do you not think what you saw in that film is kind of what's going on in, like, you know, at a high school party or, you know, things like that? I mean, if you don't think that's what's happening, then you're absolutely crazy and naive to the fact that teenagers will be teenagers. People in the office are going to dislike the guy telling them to come in to work on a Saturday. It's such funny, like, humor. And you know what makes it so good? It's real life, obvious. I mean, granted, it's over the top a bit, but you can put yourself into a situation like that. So I don't buy the whole argument that, well, because the DVD industry is dead, that's kind of the argument that the music industry did. It's like, well, now we can't sign these bands because the music industry. No, you screwed up by not realizing that streaming was the way to go. And the same thing, bloated, huge music industry, bloated, huge movie industries that are afraid now to put something out there, one, because they don't have the desire to push it, and two, the crazies are now running the asylums, right? These lunatic, you know, agenda-driven social justice warrior batshit crazy idiots are trying to dictate what should be put out there. And I'll give you another one that's even more funny, right? So if anybody at all follows the NFL, you know one of the most iconic logos ever in the NFL, in my opinion. I'm not even a fan of this team, but the Washington, I'm going to call them what they are, Washington Redskins had one of the most iconic emblems ever. So what happened? Well, you had a bunch of these, like, you know, probably white suburban women who just are, like, ready to complain. I know, you know what? Let me rephrase that. It's probably not just that. It's probably also these college kids who think that they know everything, or these hipster dudes who think that they're smarter than you because they, you know, go to this restaurant that nobody goes to and order their tofu, and yeah. So they all complained and bitched about the logo. It's racist. You don't want your, every day you go on there, you're a racist wearing that emblem on the helmets. Well, they go and change it to the Washington Commanders. Shit name, shit logo, and the team's shit. Okay, well, now guess what? You come to find out that let me go look at my notes. It's the Native American Guardians Association want it changed back. And you know why? Because this is what gets even better. The Redskins logo is actually a real person. His name is Chief Whitecalf. I think that's his name. I'm sorry if I got it wrong, but I'm almost positive that's it. And they say every time you went out there, it was like you were going to war, like, you know, the chief did, and they were honoring him. Why is it that sometimes you get a bunch of idiots who have no affiliation or no association to do with what they're saying is racist or, you know, bad, but the people that actually it affects actually have no problem with it? Or like it. Oh my God, can you imagine? They actually like what the team was doing. But what happens, just like I was talking about with the movies, the Washington company, you know, the football team, bowed down to this small, big-mouthed, you know, won't stop, and they bowed down and changed the name by taking away one of the most iconic logos ever. Now, I'm going to be very curious to see what happens here. Are you going to go with the idiots that had nothing to do with this, or the association that actually has an affiliation with the real person that was the logo? Now, I'd also love to ask these people who badgered the Redskins in changing their name, what do they think of this? I'm sure they're going to go, well, that's not really true. More people get it's like, I'm just like, I'm either so unaware of this huge, like, outcry of people that are angry at the Redskins logo and the Cleveland Indians logo, because the Indians now aren't the Indians anymore either. What is their name? I don't even know, but I made sure I picked up all that year before it got taken down, because who knows if it'll ever come back. But why would you, as an association, stop and change everything that's been there for... Now, again, granted, if it's something completely bad, I can get it. Like, you know, if I'm Irish, if you, like, you know, named a team like the, you know, whatever, the Miami Drunken Irishman, like, I don't know. I mean, that's kind of funny, but I don't know, like, how good that would go across to some people, right? Or, you know, whatever, right? Something like that. The red-headed leprechaun Irishman or something like that. You know, like, I don't know if a lot of people would like that. I would laugh, but I get it, right? But this is somebody actually being told that this is a actual person and they want the logo back. Will it go back? I sincerely hope so, because I think that everybody has gone completely off the wall with trying to appease everybody. And when you try to appease everybody, or excuse me, not even appease everybody, that's the wrong saying. You're trying to appease this small niche, you end up going out of business. I would rather push back and fight like a handful of morons that are just got big mouths, and maybe they get violent, but, you know, you'd have to deal with that, than to alienate a majority of people. Like, what is the sense there? Maybe it's the majority have more things to do in their lives, because I feel like these guys, if you probably looked at this, like, social justice warrior group, it's probably like when they file taxes, if they even do, are probably like occupation, big pain in the ass. I think that would probably be the name of their like job, big pain in the ass, or just a complete asshole. One of the two would probably be the name of their occupation. You know, all these things, crazy, right? Like movies, music, just comedy. Talk shows. I mean, the talk shows, oh my God, they've gotten so bad as well. Like, nothing's funny anymore. Like, I just want to joke and laugh and make fun of me, make fun of you. You know, now it's just like, you know, Jimmy Kimmel, by the way, do you remember him on, what was it, with Adam Carolla? That was funny stuff. Now it's like, this guy might as well be on CNN. So ridiculous. So I just want, like, stuff to be funny again. And again, I don't think this has a lot to do with, you know, whether it's the films, no DVDs, or, you know, you got to be worried about insulting somebody. Well, why is everybody taking everything so seriously? And, like, you know, why did I have... I'll give you a great thing. This is just shit that flies through my head all the time. Final thing. Why is it that, like, some groups of people, case in point, you know, like all the transgender stuff or Gay Pride Month, right? You know, you can, whatever. I'm not one that's going to get angry over anybody. Do whatever the hell you want. But I don't mind my veterans. Why don't they get more than a day? That's just things I think about every so often. Think about that when you're losing your shit on everybody. You know, it's just, it's all good fun. Right? You know what I mean? So on that, guys, I know this was like a short show. Just wanted to get out here and talk a little bit to everybody about some films I love, comedy that I love. So, guys, until next time, enjoy this day. Thank you for listening. Go hang out with some family and friends. Tell them what you think of them. Hopefully it's all nice. Until next time, this was me, The Cuddy Adventure.